السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most fragrant, the most handsome, the most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed wives, upon his blessed family, upon his blessed children, and upon all of the blessed companions, upon all of the awliya and the ulama'i ummat ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke briefly about the faizan and the azmat of the Holy Quran al-Kareem. The blessed companion Sayyiduna Buraida radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if one recites the Quran, acquires its knowledge and acts upon its commands, that person's parents will have a crown placed upon their heads on the Day of Judgment. The brightness of this crown will be like the sun. The parents will be dressed in a beautiful clothing. They will ask, why are they being treated with such honor and such favors? And they will be told it is due to the recitation of the Holy Quran and acting upon the Holy Quran of your child. And in another hadith sharif narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, the person who teaches his child the Quran and he ponders and reflects upon the Quran will have all his sins forgiven. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, think the parents getting a crown on their heads, being dressed in clothing more expensive and valuable than the whole world, all their sins being forgiven, their rank being raised. Subhanallah, such an honor, such a reward. But what do we do? What do we do? We keep our children away from learning the Quran and the madrasas. We keep them away from learning Islamic knowledge. We focus on the worldly qualification. We focus on the worldly education. We focus on the worldly wealth, with this thinking that they will be left behind if they learn Islamic knowledge. Or thinking we can always do this later. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in Bukhari Sharif, there is a Hadith Sharif where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that you are all responsible, and one who has responsibilities will be questioned regarding their responsibilities. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are all responsible for the education and the reform of our children. A husband is responsible for his wife, a wife responsible for the children, a wife responsible for the husband, husband responsible for the children. We all have our responsibilities. Do not deprive yourself and your parents the exalted position on the Day of Judgment. And don't deprive yourselves and your children of their religious responsibilities, especially in regards to learning, reciting, and acting upon the commands of the Quran. My dear listeners, the Quran has the answer to everything. The most perfect book and guide, which has always been a guide for everyone and will remain so forever. The Quran al-Kareem is a miracle from the many, many miracles of our beloved Prophet Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you take any book from any library in the world and you put it in front of you and you ask it anything, you ask it its name, or where have you come from, or towards who have you come, why have you been sent, when were you sent, etc., every single book in the world remains silent. But the Quran al-Kareem is such a truth, such a miracle, that it answers every single one of our questions. We ask the Quran, "What is your name?" The Quran replies, "Bal huwa Quranun Majid fi lawhin mahfuz." Where have you come from? Tanzeelun min Rabbil Alameen. Who have you been revealed upon? Nuzzila ala Muhammad. Why have you been sent? Hudal linnas. In which month were you sent? Shahru Ramadan allazi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Did you come during the day or did you come during the night? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. If you ask it about the most beautiful, the most handsome, the best of all creation, our master, our aqa, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it tells us everything we need to know and shows us how we should completely drown ourselves in his love and be completely obedient to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you read the Holy Quran with the eyes of love and a heart filled with love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will see that from Alhamd to Wannas, the whole Quran is the beautiful naat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O Quran, tell us about the shan, the rif'at, the azmat, the status, the maqam of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O Quran, tell us about the most beautiful face of our master Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Quran replies, wadduha. O Quran, tell us about the most beautiful hair of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Quran replies, wal-layli iza saja. Tell us about the most beautiful teeth of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Quran replies, Yasin. Tell us about the blessed sight. The Quran replies, ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. Tell us about the blessed eyes of Sayyidina Rasulullah. The Quran replies, alam naj'al lahu aynayn. Tell us about his blessed lips. The Quran replies, walisanan wa shafatayn. Tell us about his blessed chest. The Quran replies, alam nashrah laka sadrak. Tell us about his blessed remembrance. The Quran replies, wa rafa'na laka zikrak. Tell us about the blessed city of the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Quran replies, la uqsimu bihaza al-balad. Tell us about his blessed qualities. The Quran replies, shahida, mubashira, nazira, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Tell us about his blessed mi'raj. The Quran replies, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Tell us about his blessed mercy. The Quran replies, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Tell us about his blessed shafa'a, his blessed intercession. The Quran replies, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. Tell us about being obedient towards him. The Quran replies, Man yuti'ur Rasula faqad ata Allah. O Quran, tell us about his blessed Nubuwwah. The Quran beautifully replies, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. Tell us about his blessed Risala. The Quran replies, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul. Tell us about his blessed clothing, his cloak. The Quran replies, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil. Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir. Tell us about the finality of Nubuwwah. The Quran replies, Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima. Tell us about the blessed time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The Quran replies, Wal asr. O Quran, tell us about the beloveds of our beloved. Tell us about his blessed companions, those who were close to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, those who have succeeded in this world and the hereafter. The Quran replies, Ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. O Quran, tell us individually about the beloveds of the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Tell us about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. The Quran replies, Wallazi ja'a bisidki wa saddaqa bihi ulaika humul muttaqun. Tell us about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Quran replies, Ashiddahu ala al-kuffar. Tell us about Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Quran replies, Ruhama'u bainahum. Tell us about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Quran replies, Tarahum ruk'an sujjata. O Quran, tell us about the awliya'i kiram. The Quran replies, Ala inna awliya Allah لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. O Quran, tell us the maqam of the Imam al-Anbiya. Tell us the maqam of the one who is the best of all creation, the most beloved, the most beautiful, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Quran replies, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin tibbil qulubi wa dawaiha wa afiyatil abdani wa shifaiha wa nurul absari wa ziyaiha wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you have heard the answers to all our questions. But it's a shame that we are today far, far from the Quran. We have the Quran in our homes on the bookshelves, but we do not have time to recite it. And acting upon it has also been neglected by the Muslims of today. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, are we not going to answer for our actions? Are we not going to die one day? Do we have a guarantee that we will even get to the end of today or tomorrow? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, prepare now. Prepare today, for the dark night of the grave is sure to come. Don't sleep comfortably as if there are no threats, no thieves. Our Imam, Ala Hazrat Azimul Barakat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, अरे ये भेड़ियों का बन है और शाम आ गई सर पर कहां सोया मुसाफिर हाय कितना लाउबाली है अंधेरा घर अकेली जां दम घुटता दिल उकताता खुदा को याद कर प्यारे वो साथ आने वाली है. My dear listeners, the reality is that success in both worlds, the secret to success in this world and the hereafter, is in the love of the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and acting upon the commands of the Holy Quran. Open your hearts up to the Quran. Recite the Holy Quran. Teach the Holy Quran. And act upon the Holy Quran. Our honor, respect, wealth, health, protection is with the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and acting upon the Quran. The difficulties the Muslims are facing today globally is due to the Muslims leaving the way of the Quran and following the way of the Western nations. Let us go back to our roots and hold on firm to the Quran. through the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to recite and act upon the Holy Quran, and grant us extreme love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubin.